Jesus, may you receive all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, all the adoration from our hearts. In your precious presence, may I remain, may I remain all the days of my life. draw near to you, Lord. Draw near to you, Lord. Draw near to you, Father who loves me. Oh, you really love me, Lord. I'm a Father who loves me. You really love me, Lord. Oh, 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 worship Him, you receive blessing and honor and glory and power forever. You receive blessing and honor and glory and power forever. One more time, sing. I am not a stranger. I'm a child of God. You prepare the table so I can be at home. I'm a child of God. You prepare the table so I can be at home. Every single person that is in Jesus has a place at the table. Hallelujah. Has a place at the Father's table. It's what I really long for. It's what I really hope for. It's what I long for. It's what my heart longs for. And I just can't stop worshiping you. I just can't stop worshiping. The truth is, you can sing this over yourself. Sing, I am not a stranger. That's the truth. I'm a child of God. Sing this truth now. Sing this truth now. You prepare a table. So I can be at home. Jesus, by the sound of my voice, I declare that you are not a stranger. You are not a stranger in God's kingdom. You are not a stranger at his table. You are a child of God. And that you would receive the revelation light, that every person that is a Christian or not would receive the revelation light that is listening. That Jesus died on the cross. He was crucified so that you might become a child. That every person that puts their faith in Jesus would become a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a revelation light that I want to talk about. There's a revelation light that I want to speak to your spirit. I want to speak to your heart. I want to speak to my heart and my spirit. I want my heart and my spirit to receive this revelation light. There's a scripture in Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. But before that, I want to read something from my journal that the Holy Spirit gave me maybe a couple months ago, I think 2 months ago. And I've just kind of been sitting on it, but I felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit to share it today. And I just wrote, I titled this paragraph or this message, Spirit of Full Acceptance. And the Lord said, told me to write, what if you were free from all forms of striving? What if you didn't have to do one more thing for God to accept you? But he loved you and thought you were perfect, just the way you are. The revelation light of this truth brings true freedom. I want you to say true freedom. True freedom. The revelation light of this truth brings true freedom. And now you are free to be free. In this grace and love. Amen. So, to present the question, the Holy Spirit said, What if you were free from all forms of striving? And then he led me to Romans chapter 8. And I'm reading from the Passion Translation because it has a very interesting, the way that the words that it uses. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 through 16 in the Passion Translation. And it's titled, in this portion of scripture, it's titled, Sons and Daughters Destined for Glory. But I'm gonna start in verse 14. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty. Okay? You did not receive the spirit of religious duty. It's talking to you. Leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. Okay? But you have received Spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God, and you will never feel orphaned. For as he rises up within us, our spirits join him in saying the words of tender affection, Beloved Father. For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, You are God's beloved child. I want you to say, Spirit of full acceptance. Say, I have been accepted. I have been accepted by God. I have been accepted. I will never feel orphaned. That's what the scripture is saying. And it says, because the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, and in this scripture, it calls the Holy Spirit spirit of full acceptance is speaking to your spirit and he's saying, you are God's beloved child. You are God's beloved child. Amen. And I guess I want to just say that for me and for maybe somebody else who's listening, that you oftentimes, you know, you hear the words, you hear the Bible where it says, I'm a child of God. You hear this preaching that says, God is your father. But somewhere in your heart, you still feel like an orphan. You're the person that I'm talking to. You're the person that I'm preaching to right now. And I'm telling you right now, it says that if you are a Christian, if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you did not receive the spirit of religious duty. You cannot submit to that fear, but you have received the spirit of full acceptance. Amen. I want to read another scripture from Psalms 103, verse 13. It's just one verse, and it stuck out to me when I was writing this down. Psalms 103, verse 13, it says, the same way a loving father feels toward his children, that's but a sample of your tender feelings toward us, your beloved children who live in awe of you. Let me read that again. The same way a loving father feels toward his children, that's but a sample of your tender feelings toward us, your beloved children who live in awe of you. So the same way a father, a good father, a loving father feels, an earthly father feels towards his children, that is a tiny piece. That is a very small portion in a sample, the Word of God says, of how the Father, our Heavenly Father, feels towards you, towards me. And how much he accepts us and how much he cares for us. And something that I continually remind myself is that I feel that I have to remind myself that God is so much more loving and so much more caring than you and I can ever wrap our minds around, than you and I can ever imagine. Amen. So this is what I wanted to talk about. This is all I wanted to say really in this podcast. There is a revelation light that brings true freedom, and you are no longer a slave to sin. You are no longer a slave to the spirit of religious duty. That is what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to stay in a cycle of continually working, continually striving, continually trying to prove yourself worthy. But really, the only thing that proves you worthy is your faith in Jesus. And once you put your faith in Jesus, the Bible says that you've been given the privilege and the right to become sons and daughters of God. You cannot add to that or take from that. It's just the Word of God. It says, as many as believe in the Son of God have been given the privilege and the right to become sons of God. And if you are a child of God, then you can never feel like an orphan, because then you're believing a lie. You're not believing the truth. You hear what I'm saying? There is a lie from the enemy that the enemy is speaking to the body of Christ that's saying you have to strive. You have to work. You have to become something more than what God has already given you and made you to be. And that is, you are His. You are a beloved son. You are a beloved daughter. You are a child of God.